Please do not use my meditations when under the influence of drugs such as marijuana, opioids, or alcohol. Both marijuana and alcohol inhibit a person's ability to feel their auric boundaries. This includes natural boundaries we have in place in order to not take on the emotions of others and not take on the energies that surround us. Marijuana and alcohol expand our auras, making us feel elated, high, and happy. But during this expansion, the boundaries of our aura can rip open and allow the energies of others to enter. Once the physical body has released the chemicals and we're back to normal, our energy field shrinks back to its normal size as well. However, what has entered remains. The rips and tears remain. Emotions and energies that we cannot process because they don't belong to us, they belong to another soul, are now inside of our aura. This is quickly becoming a huge problem. Energy workers rely on a refined sensitivity to see, hear, and comprehend what lies beyond the common physical plane of reality. We are more susceptible than most people to welcoming the emotions of others into our space, and even the beliefs and thoughts of other people and beings into our aura. For this reason, I strongly suggest that energy workers do not partake in substances that artificially stimulate a happy high. In fact, those in the field of healing often pick up energetic friends and the emotions of others when merely in the presence of someone who is drunk or high. I've noticed a correlation between the presence of many ghosts and many bars in the same physical location. I realize I sound like an old fuddy-duddy, but after observing and sharing energy work since the late 1980s, well, it's just something that I find to be true. As energy workers, we each expect to be paid and treated like a professional. This begins by treating ourselves in a way that reflects and befits this professionalism.